this is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And welcome back.
Yay. We didn't live up to our promise.
No, I was just thinking about that on the way over here. I think it's been, well, probably at least 3 weeks.
I think it's been almost a month, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Summertime started. You went on your trip.
I did. I went on my trip. But first, before we talk about the trip, let's talk about yesterday.
Well, yeah, the reason why I was busy is because I have a problem. I plan these elaborate birthday parties for my child that are really involved and costly, and they're always fun and they look nice, but
it looked great. The theme was Frozen. The house was a frozen winter wonderland in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So that was actually much appreciated.
Yes. So Rosalie turned 4, and it was the first party where I invited mostly, or there was a bigger focus on her school friends coming. And so a bunch of little girls came. My friend Hillary did their hair, and it was a kind of a madhouse. The gift opening, especially.
The gift opening was like a tornado in like a certain, like a part of the house. Like,
I
at one point, Corey's like, "Hey, Rosalie's opening our gifts. You should come watch." I'm like, "I don't think I can even make it over there, like physically to walk over there." And I really don't think Rosalie cares whether or not I see her open her gifts.
No, she did not care.
She did not care. In fact, when we came over tonight, Corey asked her if she had a fun birthday. And then she said, "Yeah, were you there?"
Oh, God. Yeah, that's my kid.
Yep.
The other kids were like trying to help her open the presents, and Bobby was trying to take, you know, notes about who bought us things, and he couldn't even keep up because the kids were just like throwing things around. Cards were misplaced. I had
so
to
in
ask
other
people.
Words, sorry if you don't get it. Thank you.
Yeah. We did our best. Okay.
Yeah. It was a little hectic. What was funny is like towards the end of the afternoon, I was with your cousin Ian, and Ian asked her if she had a good time. She's like, "Oh, did you have a good time? You had all of your friends here?" And Rosalie's all, "Yeah, but now it's just a bunch of adults."
Fair enough. I dressed up.
You did?
In my Anna outfit, and I spray painted my hair orange.
Yes.
And it was really bright orange. So it rubbed off on my pillow all night and my hands and everything.
Really?
Yeah. And then this morning I took a shower and I had to do a, like a double shampoo. And
wait, you left it in overnight?
Yeah, it was a long night. Okay.
Okay.
Ian and I stayed up late.
Okay.
And the whole shower pan was just bright
orange. Oh my goodness.
From that. But it was worth it. But then Rosalie wanted to both wear our Anna dresses today. So like she thinks now I'm her dress up friend.
Yeah. She's like, "Come on, you guys have to like go to the store with us."
Yeah, I know. I might show up to work in my Anna dress.
That actually might not be a bad idea.
It was pretty though. It's a gown.
Yeah.
It's attractive. Yeah. I liked it.
I think it's office appropriate. Throw a blazer over it.
Yeah, exact sweater. Oh, but I think everyone had fun.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, there was actually less people than last year. I purposefully did, because last year I feel like there were 50 people in my house, and my house can't really accommodate that many people in the way our layout is.
It was manageable. I'm glad that we made the invite list this year.
I did have to make a lot of cuts because I invited the school friends,
Anyway,
it worked out.
I thought it was fun.
Our air conditioning, it worked the whole time. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of good food.
Yeah, I think it was okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Well, you went on a trip, huh?
Yeah, I went on a trip. I got back, I think, 2 weeks ago. So, we talked about it on a previous podcast that I got on the train, and I went to Chicago, stayed 2 nights, and then got on the train again, went up across the northern U.S. to Portland, and then got on another train and came down to Sacramento. It was interesting. One of the things that I realized on my trip, towards the second half of my trip, was that elderly men really like to talk to me. It's
lucky you.
Well, here's the thing. It was actually quite enjoyable, but I realized that there must be, because it actually happened like 3 times. So I think they're like, maybe I just remind people of their granddaughter or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. So when I was on the train, I was in Montana, I think. And I was sitting at a table, and they have like an observation lounge. I keep dropping my pen. Sorry, Mama. She already grabbed it for me once. So I was sitting at this booth in the observation lounge, and it's like community seating. So somebody comes up. It's like, "Yeah, you can sit with me," you know, whatever. So I was sitting there, and this older man, he was probably like in his late 60s, he came up and asked if he and his sister could sit with me. And his sister was definitely elderly, and she'd had a stroke, and he was taking her back someplace. But so I started talking to him, and he was asking me a bunch of questions. And then all of a sudden, like, his sister left, and this other elderly man, much older, like, this other older man came, and he was Russian and spoke really limited English and looked like he was 100 if he was a day. And after the other elderly man left, the Russian guy, like, stayed in my booth and was, like, talking to me and, like, pointing out scenery to me and wanted me to take a lot of pictures.
Ah.
And he had previously worked in the Cascade Mountains. I couldn't quite tell. He said he had done a lot of digging, but I'm not really sure what his job was. But he was really fascinated with my phone and the fact that it could take so many photos, you know, like, oh, I could just.
And so I think he was a Russian spy, and he was might trying have been. To use it.
He had like just the most, like, sparkly blue eyes, though. Like,
oh, it sounds like somebody had a crush.
he was really, really sweet. He had, like, white hair, this really long white beard, and then these, like, kind of sparkly blue eyes, and major language barrier, but he was really sweet.
Language of love breaks all barriers.
Then in the train station at Portland, I had an old man start talking to me. His pickup line was, I had gotten a yogurt from, like, the food stand or whatever, and it was a Chobani yogurt. And so he's like, do you know the story about Chobani yogurt? And I immediately I immediately tensed up, because there's been this whole thing in the media about, like, Alex Jones from InfoWars had been mm-hmm. saying that the Chobani yogurt founder is, like, an anti-American, some horrible conspiracy, and he got sued and he had to retract it.
Good.
And so when the guy said this, my first thought was, oh, God, older man, like, he's going to start talking to me about how horrible, you know, like, it's going to turn into one of those emails that I get from elderly relatives. But interestingly enough, he was actually, like, pro Chobani and, like, anti Alex Jones.
Okay.
So there was that guy. And then there was another guy on my train from Portland to Sacramento who was, like, 80, and I was taking a picture of something, and he, like, introduced himself, and his name was Desmond, and he's like, my name is Desmond, and I'm a leprechaun. He's like this Irish guy. So it's just, I talked to him for, like, an hour. It was really interesting, because I'm not, like, a super outgoing, like, hey, I'm just going to talk to whoever, like, is here. I'm, like, headphones on, I'm kind of doing my thing, but elderly men, for some reason, like...
Really? I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to look at you.
You're like,
to see what it is about you.
Yeah, you don't see it?
You just something in your eyes says that you, please. You want an older man to take care of you. I can see it.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, but then there was this other old. So this leads me to my other story. So,
and when I say take care of you, I mean take care of you.
Yeah. So, no, let's just set that record straight. They were all very nice. It was not inappropriate in any way. But then there was this elderly man. So my trip from Portland to Sacramento was overnight, and, like, I arrived in Sacramento about 8 a.m. The train was actually supposed to arrive at 6, and it was 2 hours late, and I woke up. I'd like, set my alarm so that I'd wake up and be ready to go, and then I wake up, and it's, like, we're 2 hours behind, so then I couldn't fall back asleep, and I'm sitting there in my seat, and there's a guy, elderly guy, in the aisle across from me, and I didn't notice him at first, but all of a sudden I just kind of hear this tapping, scraping noise. It's like,
ew.
Tap, tap, scrap. It's like tap, 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 scrape, scrape, scrape. And so I look over, and he's got a mortar and a pestle, and he's, like, grinding something.
Guacamole?
I don't know, but he just sat there, like, grind, 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 and then he would put it up to his mouth and eat.
Oh, my God.
And so, right? And so I tweeted about it. I tweeted about, you know, that there was this guy with a mortar and pestle and, like, you know, grinding away furiously as one does at 6:15 in the morning. And somehow that tweet got retweeted, and it's been, like, 2 weeks now, and it's had, like, 600 likes and, like,
really?
80 retweets. And I just keep kind of going, you guys, that's not my best tweet.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I've said a lot of things that are really funny and witty, and you pick that.
I'm like, can you guys go through my tweet timeline? Like, is there better tweets? I don't want that to be my tweet.
Let's reevaluate this.
I get a little, like, outraged.
Well, so there's a Facebook video that I pull out every once in a while that I did recently of Rosalie's first day at gymnastics.
Oh, I love
where
that
she
video.
Falls on her face. And that has gotten so many views. And the reason why is it's kind of like, it's, what's that word I'm looking for? it's mesmerizing.
Hilarious?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's you just get sucked into it and you watch it over and over again.
I feel like that's like America's next. That's America's like funniest home video quality.
Thank you. I know. Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you for having a super tweet, huh?
Yeah, I wish it wasn't that tweet.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But
that's sort of like that sort of encapsulated my tweet, my trip. That okay. Tweet, yeah.
Well, good. That's weird.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah.
But the trip was a success, right?
It was a success. I did a lot of writing.
Did Corey miss you?
I think so. I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What are the things, what are your chores around the house? Because he probably missed you when it was like that time.
Right. We take turns on chores. So the sad thing was that he had to do the chores all by himself all week.
Aww.
And then he had to Well, so the one thing is, I was like, you know, okay, I'm going to be gone and the cats are going to get you up in the morning because they always get me up. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't get him up.
Oh, daddy needs to sleep.
Yeah, they just, I'm like, Baxter's going to kick the edge of the bed. He's going to rabbit kick it because he's going to want you to get up and feed him, or he's just going to want you to get out of bed because he's tired of you being in bed. Nope.
I don't know what it is, because the same thing happens with nap time and Rosalie. Like, I can never get her to nap on the weekends. And then all of a sudden, like, I leave, I come back, and she and Bobby are upstairs sleeping. What did you do? Did you drug her? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So we took a family nap today, though.
I know, and...
Oh, we needed it. After the birthday party was wild.
Yeah. And you guys don't nap very often.
Well, Bobby naps. I can't fall asleep that easily. Uh-huh. And so, and then Bobby falls. Here's what happens. We all like, let's take a nap. Family nap time. Bobby falls asleep right away. And then Rosalie's just like going apeshit and I'm up with her. And then finally I give up. I'm like, okay, fine. Okay.
But you actually got a successful
yes,
nap.
It was great. It was before you came over tonight. And so when you got here, I was just like,
You guys are a little on the...
We were downers for a bit.
Corey said it was like you'd been out on the river all day, like drinking in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a little... We have party hangover.
Yeah.
I did drink a little bit last night.
Huh. Shocker.
Yeah. Well, okay, so... There were moms here, so it was friends and family mixed with the moms of the kids and a dad.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping I didn't drink too much in front of them.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
I think... Maybe towards the... Well, so we left around 5-ish. I think at that point it was just family, I think.
Okay.
And it was... Yeah, I think that's when maybe you got a little more drinky.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you were fine before
that. I think I deserved it, to be... I put a lot of work into
that. You pulled it off, so... Yeah.
But yeah, one of the dads... It was funny because usually when you go to kids' birthday parties, it's the moms that bring the kids. But there was this one dad... that came. I was like, oh, that poor guy. But he ended up having a great time. And he sent Bobby a text later, like, that was the best kids' party I've been to.
Now you've set the bar.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But nope, next year it's an actual kids' party. Sorry, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, next year I'm doing the gymnasium or the trampoline place.
Got it. All right.
Something. I gotta come down. I can't.
Fair enough. I get it.
I can't be like Pinterest party planner for my kid. That just, it doesn't, I'm not that person.
Yeah. Well, you were though.
Well, I know, but I don't want to be that person.
Got it. Okay. Important distinction to make.
Yeah. Actually, up until 2 years ago, I didn't even go on Pinterest. And then all of a sudden I decided to become that person. And, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Anyway.
So, are you watching Twin Peaks?
I am not.
What?
I feel really reluctant to watch it. I think. I'm scared of it not being good.
Okay, so we're watching it religiously. We watched the series, I think, 3 years ago.
Okay, so you rewatched it kind of recently.
We did, but it wasn't recent enough. If you're going to watch the new series, you need to watch
it.
Because
I haven't
series.
Watched it since it originally aired.
Okay, then you need to watch it again. Yeah. But, so here's the thing. I think there is some camps that are like the, you know, old Metallica versus new Metallica, or early Beatles versus late Beatles, that type of thing.
Is this one of those arguments?
No. So the thing is, Bobby is not, he is the Metallica guy. He's not the Beatles guy. He likes all Beatles, but he is the Metallica guy.
Early or later Metallica?
Early. I'm like, they're both the same band. Yeah. And anyway, it's not like AC/DC where
there's definitely a distinction with AC/DC.
So, and I am that person about them, but that's it. So for Twin Peaks, I think there is that issue of old Twin Peaks versus new Twin Peaks. For me, have the issue. I see beauty in all of them. But there was also an issue when Twin Peaks was out. Like, there's a different director for season two or something, and people didn't like that one as much. And
I remember,
and I liked them all.
Okay, so I remember really liking the first season, and I liked the second season, I think, up until a point, and then I thought it got kind of like, it just kind of went off.
It's kind of weird.
It got off the map at some point. But I really liked the first season, so...
I recommend it. My sister, I think, she's like, when am I going to, like, understand what's going on? I'm like, well, but if you remember when you watched Twin Peaks before, it all makes sense now, but you didn't really get it.
I was
going to
say, that was never really the point of watching Twin Peaks was understanding what was going on.
I mean, you don't really get it. And I was trying to describe it. I'm like, yeah, because there's, like, so many different little parts to it. And it just sounds weird.
When you try to explain it.
Nobody would understand it.
Yeah, I don't even know what we've been... What have we been watching lately? We haven't watched that. We've been watching Orphan Black still.
Sorry. What? I just remembered The Leftovers ended. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, The Leftovers. Yeah, I'm sad that The Leftovers ended.
I'm so sad, but...
But it was a good ending.
I loved it. I was really worried.
Well, so, you know, because it's the same guy who did Lost. And did you watch Lost?
I didn't, but I know that it was kind of anticlimactic.
The ending was really like...
Or not what people wanted. It was kind
of... It was really...
A tap out or...
Kind of hackneyed, I guess would be the word that I used. And sort of like... Like, I remember when the finale happened, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's... Whatever, okay, but what about the polar bears? Okay, fine. And then, like, the more I got away from it, like, the further away I got from the ending, the more I was like... Wait a second.
Did you feel
really
like you got
stupid? So the more I thought about it, I was just like, that was just kind of a really stupid way to end the show. Like the explanation for everything was, that's all you could come up with. You had years to like figure out this ending.
Yes.
And like maybe the difference is The Leftovers only had three seasons, so it didn't really have a chance to sort of
There were still a lot of unanswered questions.
Lots of
unanswered
questions.
I want to talk to you about them because I think that they kind of did answer some of the questions, but in a weird way.
But there's a lot of stuff they didn't even try to answer, which I was glad because that's what life is like.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily need to know everything.
Yes, I liked it.
Yeah.
A lot. And boy, let me tell you about that Justin Theroux.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
Do we need to like pour a little liquor for this? Because those are some special times we had, Justin.
Pouring out for Justin Theroux's abs.
I know.
Back tattoos.
I will miss it.
I know. Yeah, but that was good.
Yeah, it was a much sweeter ending than I thought.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I really, and here's the thing, it's like, I really think the fact that show only aired three seasons, like, I'm sad that it's gone, but I'm sad in a good way, and it's not like, wow, they just really kind of ran out of material.
No.
It's like they went out on a high note.
Yeah.
Like, I still really liked all the actors and
I'm sad that we're gonna have to talk about it because I don't want to be a spoiler, but we will have to talk about it not on on our podcast privately, but I really want to talk to you about it.
We will talk.
There's a lot. I think a lot of things.
Okay Here's the thing though, I'm gonna use this opportunity on the podcast though to once again ask you to watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay,
because the woman on Leftovers, the she wasn't in season three very much, but the crazy cult leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he killed in season
two. Yeah, I thought she would be on there more.
Yeah, that actress is on The Handmaid's Tale, and she's amazing.
Okay, I will watch it at some point. Okay, so here's the thing. My child's going to bed later. I know.
You had time to watch The Leftovers.
This is my other problem is it's when Bobby will watch a show with me that will make time for it. If it's one of my shows,
I
don't know if I can get him.
He would like it.
You think so?
Yes, actually I do. If he likes The Leftovers and if he likes, I think that he would like it.
I'm not just saying
that to coerce you.
Because we used to watch.
Corey loves it.
There are only a few shows that Bobby and I watch together. Like, we watched Twin Peaks together, and that's great. And but we used to watch, what's that fishing show, the crab boat show?
I don't know.
It's a Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yeah,
that used to be our show we'd watch together. Now we don't anymore.
So I'm just saying, like, say, Rachel really wants us to watch Handmaid's Tale, and the crazy cult leader from Leftovers is on there, and she's even crazier.
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
And actually, we're getting rid of DirecTV.
I heard
that. Because I don't watch any of the Housewives anymore.
Corey told me that last night, and we had a conversation. This is one of the reasons why we were up until 3 a.m. last night. I think we were discussing like whether or not we should get rid of our cable.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're talking about me not watching The Housewives anymore.
No, like, well, that was just an hour of our discussion. We just decided we're not ready to cut the cord yet. I don't know. We just like wasting money.
So what's really, really funny is Bobby, because I told him, like, as soon as we decided this last month, I was like, okay, well, just call him tomorrow. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're committed. I'm in. And he's like, well, I'm just going to wait. Just let me wait a little bit. And so they already sent us our bill, and it's going to be the first. They bill us on the first. I'm like, okay, you're going to call? He's like, I'm really nervous about calling them. I'm like, well, are you scared that they're going to, like, suck you in with, like, an offer or something? He's like, yeah, it's just, you know, there's, like, confrontation involved, and I just am not ready for this right now.
Oh, my God. Well, we decided not to cut it just because Corey likes to have the basketball games.
We're getting Hulu Live, and you can watch them.
Oh
no, on Apple TV. I don't know what we're doing, but that was our concern, and Bobby figured out a way.
We just are lazy, and we just want to be able to turn on the TV and watch basketball games. I want to be able to hate watch HGTV.
Okay.
And anxiety watch the news on demand.
So. I don't watch the news. I only listen to my little thing.
I watch the news. I don't watch it every day. I read the news more than I watch the news, but sometimes if I'm really upset about something or if there's been something kind of really big in the news, which is these days is really relative, I want to just watch, you know, like have it for like immediate updates and stuff. But yeah, so that's why we decided to keep it.
Okay, that's fair. Speaking of the news.
Time to bring it all down.
I know. We'll fix it. Don't worry. So there's like the whole healthcare plan thing.
Which makes me sick to my stomach, literally. Yeah. Which it's like...
Well, don't get sick.
I know, right? It's like the irony of that. And, you know, the fact that... You know, so you and I both have... We are lucky enough to have good healthcare plans.
Yes.
You work for the state. I work for a college. You know, it's like we have really amazing employer-funded healthcare.
We do.
But I'm still worried because there's talks, you know, that there's talks that even with this new... With this repeal, that there will be... Each state will have a certain cap for spending, regardless, like depending on the employer. I don't know if it'll have an impact like on my health insurance or your health insurance, but it's like it just goes to show it's like even like you and I who are right now, we may not feel very vulnerable, but we're still really concerned about other people who
are.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like we're not. You know, there's no guarantee that we're not targets either. And in the meantime, I keep seeing story after story. I either see story after story in the news or I hear stories from people that I know who use Obamacare now, you know, or who use Medicaid.
We did. I told you last time that we did.
It's like, so you're a perfect example of somebody who used that system. And it's like, you know, you look at people that you know in your life who use Medicaid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, all of that is just under such a threat. And I just, how can the Republicans be so heartless and so money driven because it's like giving it's this whole thing of it giving tax cuts for the wealthy. And
there's a thing though that I think that I think that this healthcare plan is so flawed though and so mean that even the Republicans are like
some Republican senators who are, you know, who are against it, who have not signed on, and that gives me a little bit of hope, but not a lot, because I just kind of wonder. The only thing that gives me real, real hope is that the approval rating so far for the new healthcare act is so abysmally low that it's like, how can any even remotely smart politician say, oh, I should sign on to this and like really just sort of, you know, piss off my voters, you know, so that come election time, they can think of me as the person who, you know, put them in the poorhouse or whatever. Yep. So
it's all terrible. There's the only funny aspect of it is that, you know, Trump referred to it as mean.
Yeah.
And then Obama said something about it. It had meanness at its core. And then Trump was all upset that he like stole his line. I'm like, come on. Yeah.
Trump is like 100% the playground bully who doesn't, you know, if somebody steals his thunder a little bit, it just like hits him in, you know, the ego and he can't take it. He's just like, he is truly the lowest of low, like bullies and awful people.
That is correct.
Yeah. Not hyperbole.
You know, he like had this like good week, I guess. I think his approval rating was up a couple percentages, but it's still like terrible. It doesn't matter. Barf. But, And there wasn't like a major, like anything in the Russia investigation this week, except last week, his lawyer got a lawyer.
Yeah.
And that was about the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Corey told me that I think I was doing something and Corey comes into the room. He's like, Trump's lawyer just got a lawyer. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's not good.
That's surely a sign of something is fishy in the,
Yeah.
Oh, I need to tell you something. I need to back up a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Speaking
please.
Of like good week, bad week. So I don't think we even talked. Did we talk about the Comey hearings?
No. Oh, my God.
So I was on my train. It was my personal train.
The Rachel Express.
Yeah. I was on the train during the Comey hearings and I got up. So, you know, it started at 10 a.m. on the East Coast. So 7 a.m. West Coast. So I was in Washington. My train was in Washington at that point. So I woke up, set my alarm, woke up and... luckily I have unlimited data on my phone. So I was like, I'm going to stream it on my phone and watch it. And then I kept losing service because we were going like deep into these
tunnels and stuff.
And I am like on the train, like holding my phone and my iPad, trying to like use my iPad because my iPad has like slightly better coverage and like kind of going back and forth between the two. I was upset. I'm pretty sure that other people on the train were like, who is this crazy lady like silently cursing at her phone and her iPad? Because
I don't think it was that silent.
I was like, I need coverage. I need to hear this.
Yeah, that was great. I have a friend at work and I was asking him, I'm like, so are you gonna like take tomorrow off for the hearings?
Oh my God, I would have done that if I had been working. And
people were going to bars at 9 a.m in Washington.
Yeah, people were going to like, I read that people like went to the Fox and Goose, which is a bar here, that people were going there at like 7 a.m. and like, you know, drinking Bloody Marys and watching the hearings.
Yeah,
so.
I wish I could have taken the day off, but I got a promotion recently and
I know. Congratulations.
I gotta go to work.
Work.
I know.
But yeah. So anyway, the Comey hearing was really interesting and man.
Yeah.
Man
is right.
And I was just like, I can't believe it's like the whole thing ahead of time was that Trump was going to live tweet it. And then somebody obviously took away his phone, but his son live tweeted it.
Oh, God. Yeah, so. Oh, do you mean that toilet ghoulie? Yeah, those kids look like toilet ghoulies. They're just like the most terrible looking kids
they
ever.
Are awful
the only reason why Ivanka's semi attractive is because she paid for it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, I hate to be
a lookist.
Yeah, but you know what? This is Ivanka Trump we're talking about, so I don't hate it that much.
I can be a shallow and awful.
Yeah, so on this, I read, there's like a blog that I, like a news blog that I read regularly, and somebody posted Ivanka Trump is being sued because she basically ripped off a shoe design from like an Italian company. So if they posted, they had a picture of her, and then instead of like the comments started being about this lawsuit, it was about her appearance. And somebody posted a photo of her like when she was a teenager and like put it side by side like with her now. And obviously people's faces change, you
of
know,
course.
Like you know,
yeah, mine's
puberty.
Changed,
but not that lady has had some major plastic surgery.
Okay. Well, have you
major
seen, like,
and no wonder she's the only semi-attractive Trump child.
Exactly.
Because I mean, Donald and Eric Trump are.
Oh, they're hideous.
The douchiest looking douches to ever douche.
They're toilet ghoulies.
Yeah. I've never heard that term before.
I use it a lot.
It's the first time you've ever used it in my presence.
I will show you some toilet ghoulies later.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Don't you remember that movie from the 80s, Ghoulies?
Yeah, but I don't.
And there was this ghoulie. It's my background on my Facebook page. This ghoulie comes out of the toilet.
Opens up phone, looks at Paloma's up.
Hold on a second. It's this ghoulie that comes out of the toilet. And so where I started using that term was when I was 18, I moved to San Jose and I worked with my cousin at Noah's Bagels. And I had to be there.
You worked at Noah's Bagels?
I did. It's like 3 months
of my
life.
Oh, my God. That's a toilet ghoulie?
That's a toilet ghoulie. But I had this coworker.
Oh,
and he and I would always end up working early in the morning together. And I hated him. God, I hated him. That was the first, like, argument I've ever been in at work where I yelled at somebody at work.
Wow.
But I just hated him. And he looked like, I just would call him the toilet ghoulie. Because that's all he looked like. He had the shaved head.
I need to look at it again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
actually, that guy, his name is Trevor. He looks exactly
anybody
like a toilet.
Trevor.
I know.
Except for Trevor God. Noah.
Oh, okay. He's
the
fair
only,
enough.
He's the only Trevor that I can get down with. Yeah, I guess this guy does have the Trump mouth.
Yeah, that's
the
what
Trump
I'm saying.
The Trump butthole mouth.
Yes, it is a butthole mouth.
Yes.
Who has that mouth?
They do.
Besides toilet ghoulies.
It's all coming together now, folks.
I hope other people look up the toilet ghoulie, and I hope they use that term.
Yeah.
These are things I wish for the world.
I agree. I'm down.
So we were talking about earlier how it's been kind of a bummer summer.
It has been a bummer summer. You know, it's interesting because I kind of felt like I couldn't get much bummery than last summer.
Bummerer.
Yeah, bummerish, bummeresque. Last summer was pretty awful in many respects.
Yeah.
This summer has been pretty awful. I think last summer, last summer was awful, but we still had Obama as president.
Last summer was anxiety. This is hopelessness.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hopelessness, and it's like the world reacting to the hopelessness with all the terrorist bombings and or just crazy people bombings.
We
even got to talk
about that. We take the 3 weeks. You know what? We always do that. We record on like the slow news weeks, and then we like take off time where it's like the whole world just falls apart.
And the world, it does feel like the world keeps falling apart. I mean, like three attacks in London. Has it been three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And London.
And then, hold on. What happened here in the States? There was...
The guy shot the baseball game.
That's what I was thinking of.
Wow, that was a great sentence.
Yeah.
Guy shot the baseball game. Here you are. I gave you the news, everyone. Yeah.
Well, okay. So the interesting thing about that, he shot the congressman, and it was a black lesbian cop who saved the congressman. The same congressman who's against gay rights and has been called, a bigot before. So, dude, you got the good end of karma in that. I mean, it's like, if anything, I really hope that there is like a Frank Capra movie in there somewhere where this guy learns like...
Do you think he's concerned about his children growing up to be gay now?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the whole, like, they don't want gay culture to infiltrate their homes? Mm-hmm. And maybe now.
He doesn't want to get the gay.
Yeah, it's contagious gay when he got mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He hopes he doesn't
have a little touch of the gay there.
Pass it on to his children.
God.
I'm glad he's okay. That was really
I mean, I'm glad he's okay, too. I don't really wish that kind of shit on anybody.
No,
but I hope there was some realization there.
It was disheartening that it was a Bernie supporter. That was disheartening. But you know, the thing is crazy. I'm sorry, not crazy people. What do you call a person that's disturbed and goes out and kills people for some weird belief they have?
Deranged.
I know. Deranged. Yeah,
a little different than crazy.
Yeah, I just
unstable.
You know, yeah, I mean, hateful. Like the person on the train in Portland who.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just like all these. Bad people that have these ideologies and you know they come from all
from all walks of life, and that's the thing. It can be a Bernie supporter, it could be a Hillary supporter, and obviously it could be a Trump supporter. I think that's I mean, obviously things just feel really unsettling right now.
Hey, can we have a staff meeting real quick?
Yeah, hold on, you guys.
Okay, the staff meeting. Okay, so I called this meeting to order. I've observed that as we drink wine, the end of the show always turns out a little funny. I feel like we always have a strong start.
So what are you proposing? What's
on? Oh, nothing. I just wanted to...
You're just making an observation.
I just wanted to bring it to light. Okay. But that's what happened.
Duly noted. I will record it in the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
and we will discuss that at our next meeting.
Sorry for the interruption, folks.
Okay, this meeting has now been adjourned.
Yes. is it time for Boring Corner?
I think... Oh, yeah, but I wanted to talk about... I wanted to talk about flipping the bird again.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, because I mean, not that that's not boring to some people.
It's not boring.
Okay, so for those of you who, you know, the 10 or 11 of you who listen, last time we talked about whether or not the way that I flip people the bird is the right way or the wrong way. And then it got into a discussion. And then I was telling the story about the time that I flipped somebody off at the airport. And Corey got really mad at me because we're going to drive the shuttle with that person. And then here's the funny thing. So Becca, who does... I think she still listens to this podcast.
And she's the sweetest person on the whole planet Earth.
So, so she has a blog, which you guys should go read. It's called...
How to Love Each Other?
How to Love Everyone.
How to Love Everyone.
Sorry, Becca, we're screwing that up. And it's an awesome blog. Becca's
a great
writer.
We'll bring this up in our next staff meeting.
Yes. it's a great blog. Anyway, she had a blog post about getting flipped off by somebody in her, she lives like in a, not a, not, it's like a, it's
like
a town condos, townhome
okay.
complex. So getting flipped off by somebody in her street and talking about that whole, and like, right, I'm like, who the hell flipped you off? I need to have a talking to with them. And then I'm
A, she's the nicest person. B, you don't flip off people who you live near.
Right. So she had that. That happened. And I was like really mad on Becca's behalf. And then I'm like, but how can I be mad? Because I'm somebody who flips people off. So
your neighbors though. You're not stupid.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I'm stupid enough to flip off somebody in the parking lot at the airport when we might end up on the shuttle with them.
So what if you ended up on a flight with that person? And they were like,
Corey was so mad at me. So then today. So anyway, oh, let me back up a little bit. So I had commented on Becca's blog post, and then she made a comment that she had thought about our podcast when she, the story that we told when she was writing her blog post.
Oh, she's still listening.
Yeah. Thank you, Becca. And that she had wondered how I flipped the person off. Was it the old fashioned way or the, and I honestly can't remember, but it was probably, I'm like, my gut instinct is to do it the,
yeah,
the 80s way. Anyway,
it does, so, it does feel better that way. It's like more like ergonomically
that.
Correct, I think.
I like that. Anyway, so fast forward to today, to tonight.
Okay.
Corey and I went and picked up dinner for tonight. And we
for
were,
us. You're so for, sweet.
Yes. And yes, we picked it up. Not, no, we're not sweet. This part of the story is not.
Yes,
this part
we are of, so sweet.
This part of the story is not sweet. So we went to Dos Coyote and we were in Davis and we were trying to find parking. Really crowded. We finally find a parking space, and Corey, the whole time we're trying to find a parking space, Corey's getting mad because everybody's driving really slow.
It's a parking lot, Corey.
So, right. I'm like, I really don't want this to be one of the reasons why you have a stroke. I don't want you to have a stroke over like this slow SUV in front of us. So we find a parking space. We get out. We start to cross a pedestrian crossing, and this truck, I think it was a truck or an SUV, comes up and like barely stops in time for us to cross. And I guess the guide like shrugged at Corey, like, what are you gonna do about it? And then I missed this, but then Corey mimicked the face back at him.
I can picture Corey doing
and
that.
Then right, and then the guy flipped Corey off, and then Corey flipped him off, and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, he flipped me off first. I'm like, are you 12? And then he's like, yeah, like, I'm like, if I did that, you'd be mad. He's like, well, you did do it. He's like, I have one in the bank.
Oh, my God.
These are the arguments that we have.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
These are the arguments that we have. All right.
Wow.
Back
okay.
to boring corner.
Oh, yeah. But let's take it down a notch. That was a little intense.
All right. Sorry.
Boring corner.
Yeah.
I have this cactus. And I did a cactus study on Facebook. I haven't done it for a couple of weeks, but it's this dinky cactus and didn't grow for a long time. All of a sudden, it decided to start like growing. And it
this is the one that you've been taking a picture of. It wasn't growing for a while.
No, I've had that since last year, my birthday last year, since September. And all of a sudden, like a month ago, it just sprouted these little parts. Decided to, I don't know, it woke
pretty,
up or something.
It's a pretty impressive looking cactus now.
It is, and it's getting huge.
Yeah, I actually looked out the window when we, your back door when we came
so
over.
So it's in a ceramic pot, and we didn't think about transplanting it because we assumed it would die because usually.
You're like, why bother?
You're like, usually things die. But now it's doing really well, so I'm like, well, we can't get it out of there. Like, we're going to have to break the pot open to get this cactus out.
Now you have to save the cactus. It's like it's like an adventure movie.
Yeah, it is. And we're actually growing vegetables for the first time together.
That's awesome.
So
I tried growing vegetables. I bought some tomato plants and then didn't replant them out of their little plastic container. And I'm not sure what's going to happen to them.
I'll give you a tutorial.
They're going to die.
Yes.
But I also bought some herbs and those are doing well. We had a pepper plant last year, like a jalapeno pepper plant. And we had peppers and it was great. And then winter came and the plant seemed to die or whatever. And then all of a sudden this spring, it just shot up again.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, so now we have that plant again.
We have a bell pepper, a sunflower, and 3 tomato plants.
Nice. I wish I had been nicer to my tomatoes.
We have this huge cactus. Wow. Now it's time for real boring corner. So he started off, he's probably like 2 feet tall. Now he's like over 6 feet tall. But remember when we had those terrible windstorms back to back?
Yeah.
He fell over and he's all bruised and just battered. It's so sad. He's still like, just last week after, when did those windstorms happen? He hasn't sprouted off anything new since that. That was like March, I think.
I think succulents are pretty hardy. Like, they're pretty resilient.
Yeah, he took a beating. But anyway, we have him like propped up with other plants and stuff. We have to fix him.
I think a lot, when I saw him, he looked pretty good. I wanted to update you on Boring Corner. So last time we had Boring Corner, we talked about sheets.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you were telling me about the Target sheets.
Did you get
the
performance sheets?
So, yeah, we... this is the life Corey and I have. So, you know, I get back from my train trip on a Friday. And on Saturday, we had a hot date night going to Target.
Oh, yeah. This is the best.
First, we went to IKEA, and then we went to Target. And we bought a duvet cover at IKEA. that looks a lot like the old duvet cover. Not duvet cover, but a comforter.
Wait, now, this is really boring, Corey.
Yeah, a comforter.
You bought a duvet cover that looks like your old comforter.
Okay, it was a comforter, and it looks just like our old comforter, except it was like half the price.
This is like Trump's lawyer getting a lawyer.
Right.
Like,
and so then we went to Target, and I was like, oh, Paloma said we should buy this particular brand of sheets. And so we're looking, and we found a pair of sheets that we liked in mm-hmm. queen size bed, because we have a queen size bed, in a pattern that we loved, and they had two sets half off on clearance.
You're kidding.
And so then Corey's like, oh, we're gonna buy one. I'm like, no, we have to buy both of them. And he's like, we should buy both. I'm like, do you not know how to shop? Like, they're half off.
You're getting two for the price of one.
It's like, we have to buy both sets.
Good job.
All right. So that's, I just wanted to bring
And do you like them?
I love them,
okay,
actually.
So they're the best sheets. They have the thing that says if it's top or bottom or side. I'm like, thank you.
Yes. Civilization.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So I love those sheets. The Threshold Performance sheets.
They're great. I'm going to attest to that.
Yes.
And if you're lucky, you'll find them on clearance.
Yeah.
Off.
I can't believe that. You are so lucky. You should have texted next time. Next time you're in that situation.
Get over here. We're at the Target in West Sac. Like, I should have texted you.
Text me if they have like king size. I'll reimburse you.
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
I'll PayPal you right away. Okay. Like, whatever we have to do.
Got it.
Boy, Boring Corner is really exciting.
It is. I sort of live for it now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we can top that tonight.
Well, so my sheet. Okay, actually, here.
Yeah.
So okay. I think last time we talked about sheets, and I was talking about how I bought the most expensive pair of sheets mm-hmm. in my life, and then I bought the Target one. So we had this. Oh my God, this is really boring now. So I wanted to.
Anybody still listening?
Wash our sheets. I knew that Rosalie was going to be dirty after her birthday party, so I wanted to keep the Target Performance sheets clean.
Uh huh.
So I put on the other sheets. For last night,
mm-hmm.
which turns out Rosalie's feet were dirty, but Mom was the one who got the sheets dirty, because I woke up this morning, there was this orange all over the most expensive sheets I've ever bought in my life.
Guilty. But not your favorite sheets.
Not my favorite sheets.
Yeah.
The performance sheets were saved, which was my goal.
Yes. Good job.
That is boring.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't know if we have anything else.
Well, actually, you're about to do our credits, and it's funny because usually it's like babysitting provided by Corey Vick and Bobby Jordan, but tonight's actually provided by Walmart.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
Yeah. Corey and Bobby are at Walmart with Rosalie right now.
We try not to shop there. However,
occasionally you have to give in to the evil empire.
Well, there's this thing. They have these pools. Now I'm going to tell you how stupid we are. So we bought this pool, a 10-foot pool, for $15. Like, yay! And we got, they had like the best week of our lives with it. And then it just deflated.
Oh.
And so now we're getting the bigger one for some reason, because apparently we want an even bigger, less quality pool.
I was going to say, let me know how long that one lasts. Good luck with that pool.
Okay, so anyway.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
I think that's it. Yeah, good night. Thank you for listening. Good Girls Don't was produced or engineered by Paloma Jordan. Pretty much by yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock. Wine courtesy of
Target Wine Cube. You bought your first one.
I bought this one. Yeah. So wine courtesy
on Rachel.
Of me. Child care services provided by Bobby Corey and Walmart. And I think that's it. Here's to another show. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.